Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EG, CGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A at itoen.com. Available on Amazon and itoen.com. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So why do you hate listening back to your podcast?
Okay, this is like anything I do. I feel like I just choose not to. Otherwise, I'm just too hard on myself. Like sometimes if it's really funny, I'll listen to that part back, or like little clips I'll pick out for the like Instagram story or something. But to listen to the whole thing, I'll be like, oh, why didn't I say this? Or, oh, why did I say that? When I know it's a good podcast anyway, so I just need to leave it and not be hard on myself.
Wait, time out. Should we intro?
Oh, yeah.
I guess. Or just people just, hey, hang on for the ride. Here we go. Let's start talking.
Name that person.
Yeah.
It's a fun game.
That's actually fun.
It's a fun game.
But I think everyone knows. We've got Caitlin and Jason joining the Wind Down crew tonight. So we're so excited. Oh, it is tonight.
It is Friday night.
Yeah.
It's Friday night. Even though you guys are hearing this Monday morning, but still.
But we got drinks in hand. So this is the kind of vibe we have. We're in our bedroom.
It's really intimate and it's right up my alley. I feel like this is how I like to podcast.
Barely said hello and they took us right to the bedroom. I'm like, oh, what's cool? What are we doing in here?
Mm-hmm. Here you go. I made Mike just start recording because we started saying things and then it was good. Yeah. And I'm like, wait, shh, like just stop.
don't talk.
Do you listen to the podcast like when we record?
So the beginning days I listened to it a lot because I use it like film, like in sports, right? Like I was trying to like get better. Okay. How can I do this better? How can I, you know? And now that I always want to keep improving, but I don't know, recently I haven't as much. And I don't know if Caitlin, it's kind of like you where I'm like, damn, I should have said this. When often I catch myself thinking that, and I'll say what I'm just thinking I should say. I'm like, oh yeah, good job, Mike. like literally, I'm like, attaboy. Say this because I forget like what I said. I'm like, oh yeah, I did say that. Great.
Yeah. I mean, it probably would be good to do that, to listen to, you know, better yourself next time. But I'm like, I think I'm doing okay.
I criticize.
Someone would tell me if I wasn't.
Yeah. I criticize myself too much if I do it. So like I'll read reviews, which is like the worst thing ever to do.
Oh, don't do that.
But I read them and then I'm like, oh, you're right. Like I'm being too hard on Mike. Okay, so like I'm going to not be as hard on Mike. And then I say something out of being sarcastic, but then it's like, oh no, crap. Like I forgot to edit that part out and now people are going to think that I'm still, it's always about Mike and Mike's always wrong. And like, and I'm like, shoot. Like yeah, that's not like how it usually is. It's just
welcome to relationships. Right. I feel like that's just, men are so much better at filtering and picking their battles. They just are. Or you, I mean, I think so.
Is that how it is on Off the Vine too?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I don't read reviews.
No. I mean, like with when Jason comes on, like, do they ever say? Well, I guess
it's more on like them, Instagram stories or Instagram Live. People are like, Caitlin's so mean to Jason.
That happened once. That was one time.
Well, in maybe in your. And I was in
the Super Bowl thing. People were chirping hard about that.
So let's, what did happen?
I think you were just having a day.
I was chirping him because...
You were having a day.
No, I wasn't having... Well, I have a lot of days. But I feel like it was... We have like a lot of banter where we like poke at each other a lot. And that's kind of like our sense of humor too. That was a beer bottle.
As people on Monday morning are listening to this, they hear the beer bottle clang.
Enjoy your coffee. We're going to...
But it was more that I was poking fun because you said something, you like dropped something about a division of soccer you were in. And I was like, oh, subtle flex or something.
And I was like, oh yeah, no, you were just, anything I said, she was just like, come over the top. You're just having one of those days. Okay, and people are like, take it easy.
Yeah.
And the one thing I was being facetious. I was making fun of myself. I was playing a celebrity football game. Yeah. And I was like, I'm a Division III former soccer player. I'm sure I'm going to be in, you know, good shape. Facetiously joking around because it's all former NFL guys. Like, right. I'm fucked. Can I say that here? Sorry.
Yeah,
take it out. We'll sorry. It out. It's my New York. It comes out. And Caitlin's like, oh, you telling everybody you played college soccer? That's real cool. I'm like, Caitlin, I'm literally making fun of myself here.
But I didn't know that because I don't know what division means and I didn't know what you were saying. I thought you were like pumping your own tires. Like, yeah.
But I will stand up for Caitlin though because we're from the same cloth. We're very sarcastic. Yeah. We like to give it out sometimes because of our own insecurities. Like, I know, like, I know that's on me too. And so sometimes when I say things, I don't mean how it maybe comes out. And if someone doesn't know me, then it's like, oh, I could totally see how they would think that sounded ugly or I'm picking on my husband. And that's like the farthest thing from the truth. And like, I love my husband. I support him. And we talk about all this together. So I feel like that's frustrating sometimes when we're kind of misunderstood. But I'm working on it. But it's still hard because I catch myself like biting. You're not. You guys, that's fine.
I should probably work on it a bit more, but no, I'm the same way where I like, sometimes my delivery comes out with a lot of attitude and I'm very critical, but I don't mean to be. It's just, I'm like that with the people I love the most, which is so silly because that's who you should like, you know, be the easiest on, but I'm the most critical with people I love.
Jason, what is it for you? I mean, when that happens, like, do you ever get upset? Because I know sometimes Mike will be like, hey, like that. I know you were joking. We had, you know, Sean and Andrew East, and we were at dinner with them one night, and I had said something, and I don't even remember what it was. You might remember, Mike, but you kind of pulled me aside, and you were like, oh, I said something about divorce. And he's like, I know you were saying that jokingly. Mm-hmm. He's like, but, like, can we just not throw those comments out anymore? Yeah. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I kind of told him, I was like, I sometimes feel awkward around people and we're just starting to hang out again to be like, haha, like, who knows? And so I say it out of uncomfortability to lighten the mood so that, because maybe people are thinking that, but he's like, they weren't. So why do you have to say it? And so it's just one of those things where he's like, don't, like, that hurt my feelings. And I'm like, oh, then I start to cry and then I feel awful. And I'm like, no, that's not what I meant. But I mean, does that ever affect you when she does that?
So I think you handled it really well. That's how I handle it, right? Yeah. Like, I take it offline. I'm like, I don't want to have this conversation here. I bookmark it. And for me, it's just explaining where you're coming from.
Right.
I think in any confrontation or argument, people always want to lead with their ego. They want to lead with emotion and I'm going to take over this and I'm going to alpha this position, whether you're a male or female. And that leads, in my opinion, to nothing. In my opinion, like, when we have confrontation, I want it to be principle. And when it's principle driven, I want to have the conversation. I'm going to fight like hell for it. Mm-hmm. That's how you pick and choose your battles. And when it's principle driven, I expect that it doesn't happen again, right? So if we can't learn from the fight yesterday and it doesn't better shape us for tomorrow, then why the hell are we having the fight?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just get to the core of it, understand each other's perception, and we'll be in a better position to like succeed as a couple.
Yeah, he's very good at that. I need to learn more from Jason. But I actually
Caitlin's
did.
Like, yeah, what he said.
Yeah, that's usually how interviews go with us. I mean, he is so well-spoken and says everything. And I'm always like, uh-huh.
Same. Yeah. Michael's like, so well-spoken. Yes. I'm just like, and I say things wrong and I ask weird questions and he looks at me and I'm like, I know, I'm an idiot.
That's
I know.
Exactly how we are. I feel like we are like mirroring each other right now. Like, I'm just in a mirror. But I did work on it though. The other night, it was my birthday and we did this like boat party social distancing boat party, and we had like a few people back at the house after, and Jason was what the kids say lit, and he was on fire. And he, I'm looking over and he's got a cigar lit in the house in my kitchen.
I'm getting it.
And I had just spent this money on a farm style sink that I was like so proud of, and I it was just
did he ash in the sink.
Not only did he ash in the sink, but he put it out in the sink when I was like, I was like, what are you doing with a cigar in the kitchen? And he thought he was doing the right thing because he panicked like, oh, God, what am I doing? And he put it out in the sink and I was like, and usually at that point of the night, I probably would have started an argument, but I just took myself into my bedroom. Mm-hmm. I shut my closet door and I gave myself a 15-minute like timeout power nap. And I
nice.
I just recharged the batteries for like 15 minutes, got back up, came back out, and I let it go. That was a huge moment for me.
I think that's a great example, but also a terrible example, because we had been going after it since like 2 p.m. And like I called my college buddies that night, like some of my buddies I'm still close with. Mm-hmm. They're like, we have not seen you that drunk in probably 8-9 years. And when I tell you that's how really? Drunk I was at the time I got back to the house, you know, I would never have a lit cigar in the house, but I was bombed. I didn't even know I did that.
That's right. Why I said you were so lit, because you wouldn't. Of course, you wouldn't do that. You just weren't thinking. Like you could tell his wheels started turning as soon as I looked at him and was like, "What are you doing?" You're like, "Oh," and you panicked and put it on the sink.
Yeah, but I think the takeaway from that, right? the takeaway is that like, compartmentalize and have conversations that are like meaningful and productive, mm-hmm. instead of just reacting with ego and emotion. Yeah. Because it just, in my opinion, in my experience, it leads to almost nothing good. Mm-hmm. You call each other names and it becomes ego. Then you battle and then you fight for what? Where's it going? Mm-hmm. And so I don't really enjoy conflict, but if we're going to have conflict, in my opinion, like let's make it super, super constructive.
Right. We just had a couples therapy session the other day and we're talking about it where, thinking back on the last, you know, few months, 6 weeks or so, really, we've acknowledged that we've done that a lot better, like ourselves, like both of us have, where it's, there's times where our pride or egos want to step up. And I historically want to get defensive. I take things personal, which I learned to get from both parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had an epiphany last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's one of those things that's always kind of been an issue with us, but the fact that we're starting to do that, we're allowing each other to have our feelings, be like, okay, it's yours. As much as I want to react and get on my mountain and plant my flag and, you know, and she wants to do the same thing, we're starting to get that kind of dance back and forth of being able to do that.
How nice is that?
And listening, like I'll say you, Mike, have been like over the past 6 weeks too. I think our couples therapist is actually shocked, but when you said, and I don't mean that sarcastically. No. He was just, you know, when we were saying, like, when I come to you with something that maybe is triggering to me or upsetting to me, you're not defensive and you listen and mm-hmm. you empathize, and like your empathy level has been like through the roof and like the best you've ever been. So like I see that and I acknowledge that and I really appreciate that, because it does wonders for me mm-hmm. when like you listen and you hear and you don't go straight to the, well, you know,
shame or my defensiveness.
So like, but also it's probably because you've learned to talk about your triggers more openly and tell him how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Like it's a combination.
It absolutely is a combination, because if she was still reacting from a hurt place, telling me these things and like just coming after me, mm-hmm. it would be hard for me to be like, honey, I love you.
Yeah.
I want to be like, you know, like.
Yeah, no, that's
what is y'all's biggest confrontation like in the relationship? Wait, how long have you guys, wait, first off, you were the bachelorette in what year?
2015. Yeah.
From then, from that time on, when did you meet Jason? What year was that?
2018.
And like, is that the first time you guys met?
Yeah.
Yes.
What was the interaction when you guys met?
I love this story because it's adorable and so us and funny. But I was going through the breakup like mm-hmm. publicly. It had already happened, mm-hmm. but I was going through it publicly. Actually, not even publicly at the time. It was about to come out to be public, the breakup. And I was in Seattle to be with a girlfriend because she was helping me through a hard time. And I was like, well, I might as well see who's in Seattle to podcast with. And so there's a few Bachelor people there. And so I reached out to like, who's Dez and a few Bachelor Taylor, people.
Olivia.
And then Jason. And he was going to
And Jason,
bail.
You were on
Becca's season. So that was 2018.
Okay. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I'll get a Bachelor podcast in. And Jason wasn't going to come because he had something wrong with your eye. And you're like, oh, yeah. I'm not going to come.
And what are those things called?
Sty.
Sty. I had a sty.
Wow.
Wait, no, it wasn't a sty.
No, actually, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Was it pink eye?
No.
It looked like pink eye, but
I remember
wasn't.
When I was 12 and got pink eye.
You're putting poop in your hands. Yeah. You're totally
I remember when I farted on my pillow.
Right. Mythbusters.
It was a sty, I think, actually. It was like a big... It was on my eyelid, and it just like got super infected.
Like, yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm so like depressed. I don't want to go podcast. But we both like battled and somehow made it. And when he showed up, I had just been FaceTiming with my dad and sobbing.
No.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so embarrassing. He's going to come in and like see me crying. And there's like no feelings at this point because I'd never met him. And so he walked in and Jason's energy is electric all the time. And he's just like this really, like you spend 2 minutes around him and you're like in a better mood. And so he came in and I was like, I'm like having a really hard day. And he just gave me like a huge hug. And he's like, I just came from like a charity event where I cried and you're crying. He goes, we'll just like have some wine. He brought a bottle of wine and a wine opener and two glasses.
I mean, it sounds like a first date.
Like, yeah.
Damn, are you ready?
Looking back, it was.
We had a third wheel though.
Yeah, we did. I brought a girl along with me from Bachelor World, Olivia, because she was in Seattle. And
Olivia from Ben season?
Yes.
When she was the big mouth?
Yes.
Yeah. She's so sweet.
She's
Love
the
her.
Sweetest. She's so funny. And so I brought her as a buffer because I was like, oh, I'm in this weird place and like I need like a sidekick. Well, it ended up being like she didn't even like come in on the conversation. It was just like this energy between Jason and I that I, again, didn't realize until listeners were like, whoa, you guys, your chemistry is off the charts. And like, if something doesn't work out with Sean, you should be with Jason. And I was like, whoa, people like don't even know that news is about to come out. And so Jason
left. Did you tell him on the side? Like, hey, by the way.
No.
Like, I'm about to be done with.
Or did I?
No, I don't think so.
I think it was like.
It was obvious. In my opinion, a lot of people had been talking about it. And then she shows up crying. Mm. And based on what you were saying to Olivia, I could overhear. Yeah. I'm like, okay, something's not right. I don't know what's going on. But I didn't step on that territory. I was like, I'm not asking. I'm not getting involved.
But my favorite part of the story is that we left the podcast and I called a friend and said, oh, I hope he's the next Bachelor. And he called a friend and said, I think I just met my future wife.
Stop.
And then over like a couple weeks of talking, I was like,
because were you in the running to be the next Bachelor?
Yeah.
Who ended up being
it? It was between Colton, myself, and Blake that year. Oh. So we all went through, and we were buddies. So we all went through like the blood test, the fingerprints, all the
blood tests.
Oh, they go through everything.
For STD what?
Tests. STD tests. You got it. Then they do your fingerprints. Then they do. They were calling people background check from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
There was a friend of mine I hadn't talked since college, and they had called him. He was my college roommate, and they were drilling. Yeah. So they do their due diligence.
Yeah.
And then they didn't tell us. We had no idea going in. Actually, wait a second. I'm going to call you out here because they
give me the tea.
Wait a second, because it was the day before Labor Day. They texted all three of us, me, Blake, and Colton, said, we're going to call you guys in the next couple hours and tell you who we picked. And they picked Colton.
Oh,
so
no.
When you interviewed me, it was after.
Yes, I said you should have been the Bachelor.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
I was like rooting for you to be the Bachelor. Gotcha. And I kept saying, and this is, I wrote a song the other day about how Jason, like when I met him, I was like, oh, that guy's going to be so good for somebody. Like, I can't, like, he's just going to be
the best. You just not in it at that moment? Like, you
no.
just.
No. My mind was.
Not even for a second, you thought.
I was like, I'm going to be single for another 5 years until I find the right person. Like, there's no way I'm going to find somebody that I am, like, all the things I'm looking for. And, of course, at that point in your 30s, you kind of really start to know, like, who you are and what you need and what you want. And I was like, there's no way. I wrote it down on paper, everything I would want in a guy. And I said, if I found somebody that was 60% of this list, I would be lucky. And the only thing that Jason didn't cross off on my list was I didn't want to date somebody from the Bachelor world. Everything else, I was like, holy moly, you're literally everything that I wrote out. It's like I did it on a vision board and like found you immediately. Like it was crazy.
So on what you just said, you didn't want to date anyone from the Bachelor world. Is that common for most of you alum that come from that? Or is it also there's a mutual understanding where you can kind of connect on that as well?
I don't know why I felt that way. And I think a lot of people that come off the show say the same thing. Like, it's like musicians. So I'm not going to date another musician. I don't know. It's like, I don't know why, if it's an ego thing or I'm not sure. But I just think I was a little bit jaded from a relationship coming out of that show and the like shame and negativity that surrounded that relationship that I didn't want to go back into that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you're different. But
yeah, I was going to say, I think that's probably more of like a history thing because most of the guys that came off our season, we were totally up to go be the lead or to maybe go to Paradise, things like that. So I think it's an instant thing that you just understand because you go through this weird kind of life-changing, super unique situation and you're dealing with producers and all this outside noise and it happens so quickly. So it's an easy thing to kind of connect over.
Yeah.
And that's why I think a lot of the relationships are at least sparked.
So when did it happen? Who then contacted who?
So we started talking for a little bit and she friend zoned me, but it was just like banter. So we were like kind of chirping each other, a little text in here and there, nothing. But I was like, it was strictly friend zone. So then people say, how'd you break down the friend zone? So I was like, I gotta, dude, there's a lot of like texting and bullshit going on. We gotta break this down. So this girl who's kind of in the media, whatever, wanted to go on a date. So I'm like, oh, this is great. I'm going to press this. I'm going to like, you know, my bro over here, KB, I'm going to be like, what do you think? Does she meet your standard?
I was trying to be a bro.
So I was like, hey, this girl like was pursuing me. She wants to go on a date. I'm thinking about doing it. What do you think? And I shot her like a picture. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, I thought Caitlin, honestly, at this point, based on my reciprocation of conversation, I thought she'd be like, hell yeah, go have a date. Like, have a
go,
blast,
bro. Like, slap on the ass. Go get him, Tiger.
Go get him, Tiger. Exactly. And she was like, fired up. You could do better than that. What are you going to go on a date with this person? You don't need to settle for something. I was like, okay, test number one worked.
Yep. That's brilliant.
It was brilliant. It was in that moment that I was like, do I have feelings for this guy? That it was literally in that, I'll never forget. I was in the bath having a glass of whiskey when you sent that to me. And I remember being like, that it like affected me and I didn't want you to do it. And I got really weird about it. And then I was like, oh, do I have feelings? I guess I do.
And then now how long have you guys been dating for?
About a year and a half. It's January of 18.
Yeah, wow.
January of 19.
Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy. Like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
So I was just at a little neighborhood outdoor. I feel like we have to like asterisk things when we say it was outdoor.
It was outdoor.
It was an outdoor birthday party.
Social distancing.
It was 6 feet apart.
Hand sanitizer everywhere.
Yeah. But there was.
Yeah.
But I was just over there and I was talking to my friend Pamela and I was like, oh yeah, like we're podcasting tonight. My friend Caitlin Bristow's coming over and her boyfriend Jason, and she's like, oh, are they engaged? And I was like, I don't think so. I was like, I think I would have known that or I would have like seen it at least on Instagram. And she's like, oh, I just read that they're getting engaged soon. And I was like, oh, I'll ask.
Thanks, Pamela.
Yeah, I was like, thanks, Us Weekly. Like,
I was Pamela. Just going to say, where'd that come from?
I was like, oh.
So is it coming soon?
We've talked about it for like probably a year, which is crazy. Because I, again, thought I was jaded. Mm-hmm. I've been engaged before. I'm not going to do it again, like anytime soon. And then, we've talked about it for probably a year.
Yeah. Well, the irony of it is that on the greatest, what do they call it? The greatest seasons of all time. Oh, yeah. So Caitlin's season just aired last week. They had asked.
That was your first time you watched, right?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't watch
it. He was in and out.
Okay. Yeah,
he was in and out.
Because I was watching your stories and it's like the first time that he's like, yeah, seeing it.
No, yeah. Her and my mom got after it that night. We were drinking Fireball, having a blast.
So like fun. Yeah.
And my dad was like the ultimate dad / bro. He's like, yeah, let's go play some cards. Like, come on, let's have a drink. Yeah. So I came in, I'd sit down, I'd see someone
was
I'm like not fond of. I'd walk out.
It was weird because I think it's hard for anyone to watch that.
Yeah.
But you have known for so long the history of my season that you're kind of like, well, I already knew this happened and this was 5 years ago. And like, it kind of probably, or I'm speaking for you, but like it helped to know that you already knew everything that happened anyways.
Yeah.
And he's friends with all those people. So it's like, eh.
Okay, and sucks, honestly, but to bring the conversation full circle, like talk about like ego and principle. Ego, whoever wants to see the person that they're in love with today with 30 other people and witness it on TV? No one. And if you answer yes to that,
you're not,
we'll just end it there.
Right.
So, but principle, like if she didn't have that experience and I didn't go on this show, we would have never met. We'd never be here today. So, you know, we weren't thrilled that they're re-airing the season, but as a result of the show, we're here.
And at the end, we'll come back to what the question was. I thought you had a ring in your pocket.
Oh, yes, yes.
The end,
good point.
Chris Harrison goes, now, Caitlin, you know I'm an officiant. And
oh, that was the Dancing with the Stars thing.
Yes. Yeah. And so
by the way, congratulations, because I know how long you've wanted to do that.
I'll never forget our conversation when you went on and you were like, you need to go. And I was like, you go enjoy it.
I heard that you were like blackballed from it. Like, they're like, he'll never let you do it.
It was a whole thing.
The whole thing. But yeah. I was just like, I mean, you're the dancer. Like, I almost felt bad. Like, when I was like doing
this. No, you said
like,
that. And I remember being like, no, this is exciting. Be happy about it. It was awesome. And I was so glad and happy for you. Really
wait,
was.
But then he said, will you be on Dancing with the Stars? But were you then a little slightly bummed that it wasn't a proposal?
No, because...
Yeah, he said...
Because I think I would.
He said, I have a question that's going to change your... That's life-changing.
See, that would... I think I'd be upset because it's like in my, back of my mind, I'd be like, oh my God,
I'm over here. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay.
All right, so so I'm gonna paint the context here. So her show airs. After her show airs, they do an interview with her.
Okay.
And they say, Kaylin, like, what do you think about all that? This was tough. She gives a breakdown. Well, let's bring out where you are today. You're here with Jason. Oh, Jason's one of our favorite. You guys are a great couple. How's everything going? They asked us, how'd you meet? We got into it.
Right.
Then he stops, and we think the interview's done. And he said, Chris Harrison says, Kaylin, before we end, I have a question that's going to change your life. Are you prepared?
After he just told me he was an officiant to wedding people.
And the irony,
well played, Chris.
The irony of the fact is, okay, none of us know about this. Kaylin grabs my pocket, and I was working. I was working late that day, so I had my shirt, what I was wearing, but on my pants, I had work pants, and it had my ear pods in there.
Oh,
so Kaylin's like. And I was like, no, no, they're my ear pods.
And everybody starts laughing, but I wasn't disappointed Chris because I would have throat chopped him if he proposed after that, because it just showed my relationship with Sean, then my engagement to Nick, and then if we went after to an interview and that's when Jason proposed, I would have been like, no, wrong.
Wait, your engagement to, oh, like when he said, I was like, wait, you
when he tried to propose. Tried. It was a swing and a miss.
Oh, boy.
But they had just showed that, so I was like, that wouldn't be special to have Jason then, and he already knew I didn't want to do it on a TV show, so I was like,
I mean, Dancing with the Stars was like the best, like,
yes,
thing
it was
that,
yeah, and it, you know, I was
even
so
more,
thrilled.
Even more tea to it, right? So they actually asked me to propose to Kaylin at that time. So producers asked me, hey, we'll get you a Neil Lane ring, we'll take care
what?
Of it. So I didn't tell Kaylin. I thought about it for a day. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna, you know, nice to the producers, they didn't push me at all, they just said, hey, if you want to do it, go ahead.
I would have said yes and just not done it, kept the ring.
Kept the ring.
Suckers.
Yeah, but for sure there'd be a contract that came
back.
Yeah, exactly. So I declined that. They were totally cool with it. And then,
wait,
like,
time out. Would you have been bummed if he did that, though? Like, yeah. You would have.
I mean, probably not super bummed because I can't wait to, like, marry him. But at the same time, I would have been bummed that that's how it went down.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
Yeah. No, and then about a week later, I said, hey, I want to let you know. They came to me. I made the decision. I said no. She's like, thank God. I wouldn't want that at this time in this situation. But I think you thought I was playing, like, reverse psychology, right? So it was it was all over the place.
You could see it on my face if you watched that interview. I was like, I like freaked out, and then he pulled out the ear pods or AirPods, whatever they are, and I was like, oh my gosh, and Harrison was dying laughing. But yeah, I
that's fantastic.
To answer your question, yes, we will get engaged soon.
Well, because I remember when I talked to you, you were like, I don't want to stay in Nashville. So has that now changed?
It's changed a little bit. Nashville's grown on me. Okay. I think what's great is we're going to be out in LA for a little bit, so it'll be something different. We'll get to kind of like test the waters, and hopefully
I don't want to live there.
Yeah, I mean, I think if we lived in LA, it'd be very short term.
Where would you want to live? Because I know you said you were in, I know you're from Buffalo.
Yeah, from Buffalo.
Seattle is where you were working, right?
Seattle, I was working. I wouldn't go back to Seattle. And
especially now.
Yeah.
So let's hash it out right now. Where do you want to live?
Yeah.
I don't know. We talk about this often. I think
how long have you lived here?
Nashville's about a year, but we travel so much. So quarantine's been the first time we've actually spent time here.
Right.
But I think Nashville's probably where we'll end up. If I were to live anywhere else, I'd say somewhere like, I do like Dallas, Texas, Austin, Texas, Denver. But
I'm sensing it.
I don't know where I'd want to live. Like, part of me wants to move back to Canada, but Jason is not totally on board with that.
Hard no.
But I'm like, I'm more thinking long term, like having kids and being around family. But I mean,
nothing wrong with Canada. I love Canada. It's just,
yeah, but your family's close to us in Nashville, which is nice. But I love Nashville, and I could
see Williamson County, where we're at, is very great school.
Yeah.
Well, that's another thing we talk about is the next move we make. We want to make sure that if we do settle down there, that there's good schools, and that's something we talk about.
If we stay in Nashville, we're coming out this way, without a doubt.
Yeah. Yes.
And I would say Vegas odds have it. What do you think? Like 80% chance we stay in Nashville?
Yeah. Oh, you're here.
I think so.
Yeah.
80%, I think.
That's a big percentage.
Yeah.
So when this all happens, you guys get engaged, you get married. Let's circle back to what is the one thing you think is going to be kind of that problem area in your relationship? Because we talk about that in our relationship. What is our biggest problem? So what for you guys is that thing that's going to just kind of weigh on you?
I think I know. And maybe, I don't know if you have a different perspective, but
sure,
for me, I think it'll be that I like things a certain way. And I feel like even with dogs, I like have this motherly instinct where I feel like sometimes Jason can't do things right. Like where I'm like, how do you not know to do that? Like, I feel like that's going to be when we have kids that I'm going to need to be aware of how hard I am on you, because I'm going to think like I have motherly instincts and I know what to do, and I'm going to worry about how you're going to... Is this sound familiar?
Yeah. You two are cut from the same
cloth. But not to fault though, because you even said like you rely on essentially me and Caitlin, like
you're the managers.
Yeah, we talked about that one of the podcasts. Is like I'm just the house mom manager, so mm-hmm. It's like he does rely on me for knowing the schedules and the kids and this, but he can do it too. Like he
right, I deliver on it, and the thing is,
but
and,
he's not allowed to change it. I'm the only the one that.
And that's where that's where we would argue, because she'd be like, "Why isn't Chase down? Like he's got to be down this time." It's like a minute after. I'm like, "I'm sorry, I'm going to put him down." Yeah, like, and then like 2 days later, she's just like, "I'm like." Didn't he have to go to bed? It's like 15 minutes past his bedtime. She's like, no, it's okay. He slept a little later today at his nap, so he can stay with mom. I'm like, what the? Like, just making the rules up as we go along.
So that's right. So I'm like, Caitlin's like instinct. I'm by the book. Like, you can't say one thing and then do the other.
Right.
And also, you can't just come up with these hypotheses because that's what makes sense to you, when literally you can do research that everything in the world tells you that's not the truth. So we get into a lot of arguments of like what is right or wrong for the dogs. And I'm more like up in the air, but like kids, I won't, but like I think that's where we're both hard-nosed with where we believe our certain things. Like, you'll always be like, you always think you're right, right? And I'll be like, well, that's, you say that. So I think that's
because
like,
I am.
Like, but we do find ways to compromise.
Yeah, oh, for
because
sure.
Because if you can't compromise, it's not going to work.
Right.
So it's got to be give and take, and you pick and choose your battles. That's what I've learned, at least.
Yeah. Well, what's the one thing with Caitlin that you're like, this is going to bother me? Probably that same thing.
Yeah, I think... Let's see. I think the biggest thing with Caitlin that I work on is that I think very logically and rationally, and I'm not extremely emotional, and it's okay to be emotional, but I am also, the big thing is I've always learned to cope with things really well. So I can, something happens and I'm like, okay, I'm going to deal with my feelings. I'm going to cope, and I'm going to find a way to solve.
We're the
right?
exact same.
This is
it's okay.
There's a mirror. Like, yeah.
Literally.
I'm a little bit more emotional, for sure. But
okay, that's fair. And that, like, I think Caitlin, like the coping thing, Caitlin doesn't cope very well.
That's
with things,
something I've actually gone to therapy crazy. For. Like, it was so when I went through a really rough time in my 20s, it was the first time I went to a therapist, and she talked me through all these things, and she looked at me and she goes, oh, Caitlin, you have not been taught any coping skills. You don't know how to cope. And I was like, whoa, ding, ding, ding. The light went off, the aha moment. I was like, I don't know how to cope. Through my childhood, like, and nothing against my parents, they were just trying to do his best, but my mom always wanted to fix things and make it right. And she wanted to like make sure I was always happy, and it that's obviously her way of showing love, but I never really had to cope with things. And so I learned in my 20s that I'm not good at coping, and that's something that I've really genuinely worked on from 27 to now. So you can only imagine what I was like at 27. but to now, I'm like, that's still something I need to for sure work on. Mm-hmm. Is my coping skills. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a little dramatic.
Is that when you're dramatic too, and when you resolve your fights and conflicts too? I mean, are you the, I want to talk about it, or do you want to go away, or do you want to argue,
do both.
Or do you want to slam doors?
I do both. I mean, previous relationships to this one, it's so wild how different I am, because I feel safe. Mm. I've never felt safe in a relationship until this relationship. So I deal with conflict different and insecurities differently, because I don't question him leaving me or like get all insecure. I'm like, I feel safe and loved. So I'm like, I deal with all of my insecurities differently now, where before I probably would have slammed doors and threw a fit, and I could still do that, of course. But like, again, you don't know.
Does that happen?
Jason's laughing, but it's like, you should, like, well, this in this relationship compared to last, I'm like a whole other person.
Here's where I give you a ton of credit, and this is really important, is like the slam doors thing will happen. Like, the sudden reaction happens, and then the emotional part. And then the best part about you is with time and just dealing with it, you totally come around and you're like, okay, here's where I was right and here's where I was wrong and here's where I think you were right and here's where I think you were wrong. And that's how the relationship works at that point. Because then I sit down and say, you're right, I was wrong. I think accountability is huge.
Yeah.
And you have to be willing to take accountability. Mm-hmm. And I think we do a pretty good job of that.
Over a year and a half, how many times do you think I've slammed a door? Be honest.
8 to 10?
What?
No, what'd you think?
Oh my gosh. I thought you were really thinking about it because you were probably like, I don't know, maybe twice.
Oh, no. Like
8 to 10 damn door slams?
Yeah, like quick little booms.
Not like...
Like full arm swinging.
Like half.
Oh, you're annoying me. Boom.
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh, I was like, wow, am I that? I've come a long way.
You, I think you're doing great, honey. We're doing great.
I love this.
Look, don't feel bad. I shattered his phone like a few months ago, so it's fine.
While I was taking a shower.
You couldn't even defend
it. I'm in there sudsing up, and Jana was pissed about something and triggered and threw my phone in the shower floor, and I'm just like.
So how do you react in that situation?
That one, I just kind of, I wasn't in the wrong.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't about wrong. It was about, I wasn't escalating the situation.
Yes.
I wasn't escalating it. She was spinning herself out of control.
Yeah.
Which I've been guilty of numerous times. Mm-hmm. And she did that, and I was just like, okay, what? Mm-hmm. I can't do it, you know. But.
That's been a long time since I've like thrown something.
Yeah.
Spiraling
is hard to come out of.
Hard.
Like all the therapy sessions I've been to, it's like walk away in that time. I'm like, yeah. Oh sure, okay, I'll just walk away while I'm in mid spiral. Like that's not easy to do.
No,
it's so just breathe. Hard.
Take
yeah.
a breath.
Take your 10 breath. Seconds is all you need. No, that's BS. Because well,
yeah,
I need like 24 hours.
1000%. And honestly, like the second I did it, I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm like, why did I? Like,
yeah,
I'm like,
I know.
That and then you come regret. Down from the, it's like, you're still validated, but you didn't need to smash a phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It, and that's, then you, that's and the then part. You have the shame spiral.
Then you feel like a crazy person.
Yeah.
And then you have to go through that. And you're like, but I'm validated in like thinking this and yes. like feeling this. And
yeah.
And it's just like.
That was really rare for you though.
The what?
Just you spiraling like that.
Oh, that's been years.
It's been years.
Since discovery.
So like once it happens though, do you guys have like a grudge phase or no? Like are you holding a grudge? How does like the recovery work from that?
I will say, good question.
That was a good one.
We had an amazing spiral session the other night where we came. Remember when I freaked out about having another kid?
Oh, where we came out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Whew. Oh, is that when you were crying because Jace wasn't a baby anymore?
Yeah, that was kind of a lie. Not a lie. I mean, I was crying because he wasn't a baby, but I was also crying because like Mike was like, I don't want another kid. Mm.
That's a tough conversation.
Yeah. And I was like, what?
Yeah. That's a like, hard conversation to
it
have.
It was hard. And it was, why are you laughing? It's not fucking funny.
I want to see where you're going with this.
Yeah. No, but I went crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just like, well, I don't know if I can live. Like, I'm like, I don't want to resent you if we don't have another one. And then I felt myself going crazy. Mm-hmm. I felt myself going so high, out of body.
I
like, just.
She was saying things that she hasn't said for years, like, yeah. to try to hurt me.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it's been years since she said these certain things because they know she knows they're hot buttons. And,
yeah.
you know, to your point, like, pride and ego is, these is. Because of the last couple months, we've been better at this. I just kind of laid on the couch and I was just like.
Which almost annoyed me more that he was just sitting there.
She was trying hard.
I was trying like real hard to get him a reaction because usually he meets me at my reaction and we are explosive.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, meet me there, mother effer, because I'm ready to go.
I'm sitting there watching like Sports Center like, Jana, leave me alone. Leave me alone. Go to bed.
But as he continued to do that, I just felt myself get crazier and crazier and crazier and say things. And then like I go into the room and I just hysterically start bawling. And then I'm like, mother effer, I have to go out there and apologize. Like I have to go out and then be like, I went out there and I was like, I feel crazy.
Yeah.
That was like my exact words. I feel crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And because it would become so out of body that I just, and it was wrong. And I, you know, that was the first time that we did it. We recovered good.
Mm. Oh, really well.
The smash phone thing, I think we recovered pretty well too. Because again, I think I'm so scared of this relationship too. I'm scared of the bombs. Like we've had a lot of bombs. Mm-hmm. And I'm so, when I saw something on the phone, I was like, oh my God, it's here. I'm such an idiot. Yeah. Like, and I just was like, I just went, I didn't go to him first to be like, hey, you can built we talk up a about story. This? I built a story in my head. Mm-hmm. And when he was like, what? It's nothing. And I'm like, I've heard that before. Yeah. And it was, I became like,
flames
the
start coming out like, of her hands and I'm like, in her head.
I don't believe you. Yeah. And then it was just like, smash. And then I was like, oh God, I'm crazy. Like, and then I was like, I had to leave the house.
But how incredible that you guys can like say that you've come so far and that like bombs have happened, but now you can like, that takes a lot of hard work and commitment to each other to get to a place where you can say like bombs have happened and now like you can resolve them quicker or you can like have more of like appreciation for each other's feelings and all those things. Like that's huge in a marriage. And with kids, to be able to not just call it quits or throw right. things away and to like work your ass off to get to the place that you are now, to see the progress and think, okay, if we can like get this far, imagine how far we can get in 5 years. Yeah. And that's really important because, I mean, Jason's always been like, I don't know if you've ever had like these kinds of explosive fights in relationships, but
I
have.
He seems to be very like,
oh, it's annoying.
I have had, but it's amazing. Like you, and that's what you need. You don't want someone else that's the same reaction with you.
And that's what, didn't I say that to you yesterday? I said, it's so wild for me because it would be like a 4 day run of happy times was like a good week for me in other relationships where with Jason, I'm like, I don't think we've ever had a blowout. And again, we're only a year and a half in and like it's Jason, but like we have never had a blowout and I'm not saying that will never happen, but like you've taught me to deal with conflict and to cope better. And you are very logical and I'm very emotional, but you've helped me balance.
But he's
that.
Helping. Yeah. Like he's and you know, just like vice versa for, you know, Mike and I, it's like we're learning and we're getting better and we're leaning into each other. Mm-hmm. And I think to answer like full circle your question is like we're just every time we're doing better and we're learning from it and we're coming around amazing. And saying and it's I think it's working.
Yeah.
It is. And to what Caitlin just said, like you're learning from Jason, I think ultimately, I've done a lot of work on myself, like with my therapist and everything like that. But I've learned more of that from Jana because even before the last probably 2 months, I was spinning more frequently than Jana. And when I spin, it's not necessarily throwing things or whatever, but I'm heightened. My voice is raised. Mm-hmm. And then I just keep coming after her. Mm-hmm. Like we'll stop talking and I'll just keep coming. She'll go to the closet, like close the door and like maybe crying or just like leave me alone. And I'll just keep peppering her.
Yeah.
Trying to do the same thing she was doing to me the other night, just trying to get her to meet her on my level.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't, you know? So it's like, there has to be give and take. Cause if it's the same person and for a while there, she felt like the only person that was doing the work because I was the one that was spinning more often.
Yeah.
So now it's so much better because we see that back and forth. That's like, okay, I'm not alone in this. The other person's meeting me there.
Why do you think you did spend more?
So in my situation, there's so much shame involved with everything that I want to stand up for and defend everything I can when if I have an inch, I'll take a mile. Mm-hmm. Like an inch of good, I'm going to take a mile because I've been for so long and there's so much ammunition negative against me that when there's one thing positive or it's in my mind I minimize it because it's not as big as what I did in the past. Mm-hmm. I want to be, you know, I just want to take of any kind of positive versus all of the negative that's stacked up against me for, you know, those last 5 years or whatever. So I think that's the biggest thing is just like I'm just trying to take it so you get it and like trying to make you understand that's not me anymore. But I can't make you understand. The only way I can do it is by not reacting, by doing what I did the other night, by allowing you to have those feelings, by being empathetic. So we're starting to get there.
Mm-hmm.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop Macy's.com/giftfinder. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Guys, aren't relationships just something?
They're a lot of work. They really are. Mm-hmm. There's like, and I love that you guys podcast and you're open about it, because I think a lot of people feel shame around how they react in relationships, because we've all been like conditioned a certain way growing up and how we see relationships and how we react to our partners and certain things. And I know for myself, just hearing other people talk about their relationships and being open about their hard times has helped me so much. So I love that you guys do podcasts about being so open about it, because it probably helps so many people. And I just like, you've been so fortunate, Jason, with your family and like certain things, like he just grew up. I watch his dad the way his dad is to his mom, and I'll like start crying, and like, it's insane. I've never seen anything like it. Like, behind closed doors, he won't even know I'm watching, and his dad will look at his mom and just be like, you are the glue to this family. Like, I love you so much. And like that's just, and that's what Jason's witnessed. Not that you've never gone through anything hard, but like, you know, coming from a divorce family, which I actually think I had a healthy divorce with my parents. Like, it still like weighs on people, and it's crazy how much you're conditioned as a child to how you behave as an adult. And even if you know better, like you said, the out of body experiences, like even when you know better, it's like you've been conditioned your whole life to think and act a certain way. And so it takes a lot of therapy and talking out loud and mm-hmm. connecting with other people who go through the same thing to grow. So it's cool that you guys do that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I think also, okay, so there's a lot of things there. One, I think when you have these discussions, everyone comes from different backgrounds, different parenting. Everyone has different triggers. So I think, with first of all, relationships are extremely, extremely difficult, but you really have to understand the core of why someone is showing the emotion they're showing. So many times in a relationship, I would say something to Caitlin, she would break down crying, and I'm literally standing there like a ghost, like, what just happened? So instead of like yelling or getting frustrated, I want to know, like, what exactly was it that I did that just sparked something on your history that created such pain that you're mm-hmm. crying right now? Because this reaction is not normal, right? This isn't common practice to react in this way. Clearly, there's something that happened. So something that I always do is really try and, like, when someone is triggered, let's stop right now. And, like, what is the core of this? Like, let's break it down. Peel the onion.
That's hard to do,
what
though.
Is it? No, I know it's easier said than done, but then also, when you talk about, I think when you talk about like me having great like parents and holding on to things, like I also don't think you have to know where you came from and you have issues with your parents and maybe parenting wasn't the best, which is then that is a derivative of where you stand. That's who you are. But at some point, everyone has to grow up and take responsibility and take ownership and stop passing the blame on mom or dad or grandpa and say, this is what I need to work on and I'm going to work on it. And I'm going to hold myself accountable to it.
I think you can say that, but you also have to understand and forgive yourself of where you came from.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can work on yourself until you know yourself. And I think that's part of knowing yourself. I think that's step one. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, you really got to put in the work to cure that stuff.
What do you want to work on, Jason?
That's a really good question.
Jason's just taking us to church right now.
I know. I'm like, I'm doing heart hands over here. I'm like, oh my God.
Like his emotional intelligence and maturity is like out of this world.
It's insane. Which has really helped me, but also made me feel very stupid.
You know what I, yeah. You know what I think I do is I try to be so level-headed and logical that sometimes I don't explain myself because I'll constrain my emotion because I would rather like deal with the solution than put my emotion out there.
So you take the emotion out of it.
So I kind of take the emotion out of it. Which, so something that I need to do is like there are times that like I'm really pissed off at something Caitlin just did. She has no idea. And I bring her aside. I'd be like, why would you ever think that that's respectful or acceptable? And Caitlin will be like, where is this coming from? Like, mm-hmm. what are you talking about? I stop, you know, hit pause, think about it. And I'm like, I guess I haven't really like expressed myself at all that X, Y, and Z really does bother me. So that's something I got to work on. It's like expressing myself. Yeah. Like I always try and internalize and then react instead of just initially reacting. And I think a hybrid of the both can help like, you know, for the benefit of us.
You know, it's interesting you said it that way. And I wonder if it's just a male thing or if it's certain people in general, but I'm similar where some of the things that Jana might do that frustrates me the most is because it goes against my logic. Mm-hmm. Where literally in my old therapist in LA that really was like the nucleus of my recovery and everything, he would always call it Mike's world. Like in Mike's world, like why are you talking about Mike's world so much? Like it's because if it doesn't make sense in Mike's world, it's basically wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's how my logic was. And so I'd get so frustrated because I'd be like, why would you do that? Like,
it's like I'm asking him a question while he's making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. He's like, why would you ask me this question? Can't you see I'm doing something right now? I'm like, why are you getting so frustrated? I'm just asking a question. Like,
but now it's, and to that example, that was a fight we had in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we had an actual fight, but he got mad.
Like, I was literally making a sandwich.
Situational awareness. And I'm like, as I'm holding laundry and a kid and this, and I'm like, I just want to know what time we're leaving.
Yeah. So this to that point, this morning, right? I haven't eaten my breakfast yet, and you guys are in a house right now. See all the blue tape everywhere, and like basically construction zone because we're doing our like 1 year warranty thing. Which, side note, we prefaced before they came in. We're like, don't mind the house; it's a mess. I feel like anytime anyone has company over, everyone says that.
Yeah,
even it's like, is anyone's house ever clean? Because everyone always says,
so
come on in, but our house is a mess. Forgive us. They're like,
so
what?
True. That's so true.
Bring the guard down.
Right, right, right. So this morning, like.
What did I do wrong this morning?
No, you didn't do anything wrong, but it's just an observation of how we were and how we are now. Because, you ask me questions. You're like, hey, we need, I haven't even eaten yet. Got the kids. She's feeding Jace. Hey, can you tape this? I need the ladder so we can tape, put the tape up in the room. And I'm like, I haven't eaten breakfast. And that part, that now it's a fraction of me. Mm-hmm. Back then in LA, it was majority of me. Mm-hmm. Now it's a fraction of me. I wanted to be like, can I freaking eat breakfast mm-hmm. before you start bombarding me with things to do? Mm-hmm. But that's how Jana wakes up. She wakes up, it's like, let's go. Like, how can we be productive right now?
Yeah.
And I like to sit down, I like to eat my breakfast, have my coffee. That's my thing. And, but instead of like reacting that way, I was just like, okay. And helped her out and did it and then went and sat down and ate my breakfast.
And you probably avoided an argument.
Yeah. And I don't have any, and the difference is letting the feelings go or pushing them aside as opposed to pushing them down.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not pushing them down where it comes up sideways later or as resentment or whatever. Yeah. It's just swallow it, dissipates, I'm good.
Yeah, I like the aside, not down.
Yeah, I like that too.
I've never heard you say that before. I really like that. Yeah,
I because really like
it's like when you push it down, you're going to then blow
it's coming
up
back later out. On. Yeah. It's coming back out.
Because you're going to be like still angry about it. But pushing aside, it's like, okay, she just wanted to get like, you know, it's like, it's fine. Maybe I'll bring it up to her later during our check-in. Or
if it's still with me.
Yeah.
Do you guys do a check-in every day?
At night, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that. So you just like talk about your day and do
So it's called Thanos. So it's called, so the first one is feelings.
Uh-huh.
So you would say like, I'm feeling, so tonight we would be like, I'm feeling tired. I'm excited to go to Michigan. I'm feeling a little triggered because something came up earlier today. I'm feeling like whatever you're feeling. Mm-hmm. And then it's affirmations. So you would say, hey, thank you for, getting that ladder for me this morning. I know you wanted to eat your breakfast, but thank you for getting that for me. Thank you. Just like, thank you for what you did today. Thank you for helping with the kids. Thank you for letting me go for a walk. Like, I really needed that, like, whatever. And then needs. Like, I really need you. So we're coming up on an anniversary that's kind of triggering. And it's like, hey, I really need you to know that, like, this date coming up is hurting me. And just, like, love me a little better or like, hold me, acknowledge it. Like, mm-hmm. whatever you need. And then own is our part, Caitlin, where we say, I was a crazy person last night mm-hmm. and I am really sorry.
Yeah.
So own whatever you did wrong. And then the last part is Mike's recovery stuff.
Yeah, it's S for sobriety. So I talk about like meetings or sponsor stuff or anything like that. So, mm-hmm.
but or you can say
or instead, therapy.
You can say therapy. So I'd be like, I have therapy session with my therapist after 4th of July.
I was going to ask you something. Oh, so what is that called again? Spell it out for me one more time.
Thanos.
Thanos.
Feelings, affirmations, needs, own, and then whatever you're totally doing to better yourself.
Cool. We just do power hours in the morning where we're like,
what's that?
What do we need to do to get done today? And then we like talk about like our schedules, but we don't do it. We don't do check-ins at the end of the night, which I actually think would be super important for us because at night we're both so tired and we're like, we put on like a Netflix show and are on our phones. And I feel like we don't connect enough at night at the end of the day, which we should totally do that.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? Something like, even if you don't want to do it every night, you can be like, hey, do you want to check in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if it's like, oh, I'm kind of tired, I just want to go to bed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But then like at least do it once a week.
Yeah.
I like that.
So you're not holding on to any, because in our relationship, we would hold on to things and then it would come out real sideways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys work it all together? Do you do anything kind of? So how is that? Do you guys work in the same style or?
That's like, funny because when you were saying that Jana gets up and she's like ready to go and be productive, I'm like, that's where we are not cut from the same cloth.
Really?
No.
You're like, you have, okay, let's just promote it first. So obviously Off the Vine podcast, you've got the
scrunchies.
Do It. The scrunchies. You've got the Spade and Sparrows wine, Nine to Wine. So I mean, you have your... If I'm being honest, if I'm being honest, like you're killing it.
Thank you.
Like you have your music, you have all the stuff going on. So like, how are you not?
I'm productive. I just, my mornings are more like Mike where I need to wake up. I need to like have my time to wake up and then I need to have a coffee and Jason is the sweetest and brings me coffee in bed all the time. and I need to like have an hour to actually just start moving in my day. And then I'll be productive. But I don't wake up. Like, it's a struggle for me to get out of bed. Yeah. I am very lazy in the mornings.
What time do you roll out of bed at?
Like 10.
Damn.
I can't wait till you're a mom.
Oh, it was.
I'm so excited.
10 is early.
So, like, if I set my alarm for 9 a.m., I'm like, ugh.
Oh, Jolie walked in this morning at 5:40 being like, mommy, daddy, I want my iPad.
And I wake up at 6. I wake up at 6 every morning kind of for that reason. I have some things that I do, but also I like that hour to kind of wake up because I also know how Jana is when she first wakes up.
Yeah.
But if I haven't eaten or had my coffee yet, I'm still just like, hey, hold on.
That's
but weird. No, yeah, Jolie came in at 5:40 this morning, like, hey, it's morning time. We're like, get out. Get
your eyes out. That's me, Jenna. I'm up, schedule's working. I get right in the office, coffee, Wall Street Journal, nonstop.
Yeah.
And I could literally, if I was single, I could work 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
I think that's what we've actually gotten closer during quarantine, because he has such a disciplined schedule where he wakes up, he'll go for a run or do a workout, have his coffee, read the paper, be upstairs, and he just works, and he stays up in his office. Sometimes I'm like, is he even home? I don't know. Yeah. So then at the end of the night, I'm like, it's almost like he was gone for the whole day, and I kind of like miss him by the end of the day, even though you're just upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah. We operate differently, though. We operate
very
though.
Differently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing right now, Jason?
So I got a lot of stuff going. So I was a corporate banker before, and so I do investing. So I do angel investing, invest in companies. I do consulting, so financial and career consulting. I just signed a 2-book deal with HarperCollins. So
that's our book company.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, yeah, awesome. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Oh,
that's amazing.
When did your guys' book come out? Or is it out?
September 22nd.
September 22nd.
Yes. Oh, you guys can pre-order right now at jannaandmike.com.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
That's amazing.
You guys will be getting your copy.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
In like August sometime.
Okay. We'll take a read. That's amazing.
That's why I asked for your address.
Okay, awesome.
So
yeah.
Great.
That's great.
And like the newest, most exciting project I'm working on.
So what's the book, though, by the way, going to be about?
So one is going to be all about career navigation.
Amazing.
Professional development, accelerating your career, everything from negotiating your salary to moving up the ladder to detouring your entire career, entrepreneurship list goes on.
Awesome.
Yeah. So the new, like my new passion thing I started is called Restart. And so the idea is that like there are so many lessons that aren't taught in a classroom that you can't find in a textbook that are imperative to everything we do on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And so it's breaking those things down.
Like what? Give me an example.
He's
so good at breaking down things that in my mind, I'm like, this is the most overwhelming, complicated thing in the world. And Jason can break things down where like he just simplifies everything. So you're like, oh, like even something like student debt or like, I don't know, what was the Dow? I was like,
what about like stocks and stuff? Because I have no idea like what to invest in or like. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just like, I'm like, how many topics do we have? So some of the things we do are real talk. So we talk to prominent individuals who achieved like immaculate success. So we're not worried about like where they are, but how they got there. So mm-hmm. like we have Damon John from Shark Tank. He came on.
Oh, yes.
Barbara Corcoran, the Bella Twins. We have Ryan Serhant from Million Dollar Listing. So it's
they always have the most fascinating stories like of how they got there.
Yeah.
But even on your Restart page, I feel like you break down things, you do like fun quizzes and like certain things where
like mortgage refinances, student debt breakdown, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so to end it,
mm-hmm.
I really want to know why you don't drink water. Because when we started this interview, Caitlin's like, I don't drink water. How are you like, what?
It's the weirdest thing. I hate it about myself that I don't like water. I've never.
What do you drink during the day?
Coffee. I'll force myself to drink a bottle of water a day. But like that's probably as much water as I take in as like one bottle of water.
Yeah, you don't.
And like I force myself. I don't know why I don't like it. I don't know. It like makes.
Have you tried putting lemon in it and cucumber?
Oh, I've tried everything.
A little spa water.
Yeah, yeah, I've tried everything. Yeah. I don't know why it's a flaw, and I'm not sure.
It's a character defect. I'm working on it with Angela.
Yeah.
We're talking about
her.
It.
That's why I'm seeing her tomorrow.
Don't worry, we said hi. I'm kidding. Nothing. No bad blood.
No, of course.
Okay, everyone, download If I'm Being Honest and follow Jason and Caitlin because they're awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming on to Wind Down.
I feel like we could go for another hour.
I could. Yeah. We'll just have to do a part two. You guys should come on my podcast, but you'll be there. And we can do another part two.
I love it. Okay, love you guys.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Later.
See ya.
Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with real Japanese matcha, perfect for hot or cold brewing. Matcha is rich in vitamin C, catechins, EG, CGs, and L-theanine. Enjoy a delicious matcha latte or smoothie with this convenient green tea powder made from Japan's treasured matcha, finely milled from high-quality green tea leaves. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Itoan using code JANA. That's code JANA at ITOEN.com. Available on Amazon and Itoan.com.
You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.